There's something wild going on over at the ACT Strand Theater in San Francisco. It's called The Unfortunates, and it's playing through April 10th. It's sort of a musical with strains of hip-hop, blues, jazz, folk, and rock, and mostly original music. It's sort of a dance show with lots of choreography, and it's sort of a science fiction show with just a hint of Rocky Horror. And it's bringing down the house, even if most observers are scratching their heads over what they're seeing. On the surface, The Unfortunates is the story of Big Joe, a World War I recruit whose two friends have been shot, and he's been knocked unconscious by the enemy and presumably is about to be killed. He wakes up in a netherworld, and his two friends have been transformed into birds that aren't birds. And from there, it's a journey of both love and acceptance. Ramiz Monsef, one of the co-creators.
We have always known we wanted to tell the story of death and living the last moments of your life to the fullest extent, and trusting that there was a hope even in only a few moments left. Brilliant people who we love and respect very much all along the way have asked us to remove that from the show. And we have refused to do it because that was the story we wanted to tell. We really believed powerfully in that, and we wanted to write a show about death and about a way to face death that actually gave a lot of hope to the viewers. And that has been consistent, and I'm very proud of the work that we've done in that respect.
The show started with an idea and then grew from there. Ramiz Monsef again.
St. James Infirmary was a song that I've been obsessed with for years since seeing a Betty Boop cartoon at a Spike and Mike Festival of Animation when I was about 11 years old. And then it became a song that I played with an old friend of mine. And then, you know, let's write this thing about St. James Infirmary. And he went on Wikipedia and like pulled up like, oh, it's based on this song called The Unfortunate Rape. We should call the show The Unfortunates. Like, yeah, okay, sure, great. And then we just started finding as many versions of that song as we possibly could. And there are so many. I mean, hundreds at least. One thing that sort of runs as a theme is that The Unfortunate Rake is a song about a soldier. It was made popular during World War I. It's a song about a soldier going off to war, seeing all this death, and then coming home and finding that his loved one has contracted a social disease and has died of it. So he goes and sees all this death and comes home to death.
In some respects, as I say, The Unfortunates is a head-scratcher. It's so entertaining that you almost forget that on some level, you don't quite know what you're seeing. There's a woman with no arms. The main character, Big Joe, grows giant cartoon fists. There's Riverdance-type steps, and then there's hip-hop. Ian Merrigan, one of the creators and the actor portraying Big Joe.
I've had people approach me after the show with tears in their eyes and say, I don't know what that was about, but I loved it so much. And I think at first we didn't know what to do with that. I'm really at peace with that now. And that's not the overall consensus, I think, as people walk out. I feel like people walk away with a really personal understanding of what story they saw and what parts of it they interpreted. But it is intentionally a bombarding of visually and sonically. And our goal was, specifically going into this production, was to be sure that we were letting audiences know as best as we could that that's okay. As early on as we could to say, hey, this probably feels really strange. You're right where you should be.
The Unfortunates plays at ACT Strand Theater through April 10th. For more information, you can go to their website, act-sf.org. The complete interview with the co-creators of The Unfortunates can be found on the KPFA website in the Area 941 Radio Walensky podcast. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.